Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska, and reminding you, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. They're packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfou, South Dakota. Visit TSLN.com. It is what ranchers read.
Guess what Sunday is?
Oh, I know. It's that dreaded daylight savings time.
So that means when it's 2 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, instantly it's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we have to spring ahead, right?
Yep, we spring ahead.
So don't forget to reset all of your clocks so you're not late for church on Sunday morning.
That's right. Don't forget, we've had that happen. Okay, so most people like daylight savings time more than they do standard time. It saves energy. During daylight savings time, the sun sets 1 hour later in the evening, so the need to use electricity for household lighting and appliances is reduced. In addition, people tend to spend more time outside in the evenings during daylight savings time, which reduces the need to use electricity at home. That a lot is because it's summertime.
True.
Yeah. Also, because the sun rises very early in the morning during the summer months, most people will awake after the sun has risen, which means they turn on fewer lights in their home. And it also saves lives and prevents traffic injuries. In addition, daylight savings time, more people travel to and from school and work and complete errands during daylight hours. So that helps there. And it reduces crime. Can you believe it? Yeah, during daylight savings time, more people are out conducting their affairs during daylight rather than at night when more crimes occur. However, not everyone likes changing our clocks forward and backward each year. In addition, some health concerns occur because of the time change each year. For example, many people lose sleep because of the time change in the spring, and then they never get that back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every year on the Monday after the springtime switch, hospitals report a 24% spike in heart attack visits around the United States.
No kidding.
24%, that's huge. However, doctors see an opposite trend in the fall. The day after we turn back the clocks, heart attack visits drop 21% as many people enjoy the extra sleep.
That's just kind of weird.
That is very strange. So in other words, on Monday, show up at the old time, on Tuesday, switch to the time. And losing an hour of afternoon daylight after setting the clocks back to standard time can trigger mental illness, including bipolar and seasonal affective disorder, the SAD, also known as winter depression. Also, there's more car crashes and accidents when the time goes back in the fall.
That's because everybody's trying to reset the clock on their car, not paying attention.
So remember earlier in another program I talked, in 1895, George Hudson, an entomologist, decided he wanted to propose changing the time because he wanted more time to hunt bugs after work.
I remember that.
Okay. In 2020, 32 states engaged in legislation to establish daylight savings time as the official time year-round, whereas most Americans want to stop switching. When Hudson, the author of The Butterflies and Moths of New Zealand, died, he was said to have amassed the finest and most perfect collection of New Zealand's insects ever formed by one person. Yet, there was no mention of his achievement in creating daylight savings time.
Wow. I'm of the camp, I just wish they'd leave it alone. One or the other. That's
I know.
Fine.
I know. I totally agree. So a couple of thoughts shared as we spring forward. Somebody forgot it was daylight savings time and they were really confused. They could not figure out why it took them an hour to make a waffle.
Oh, yeah, that's a long waffle.
And quoted by someone else, this is the Mondayest Monday that ever Mondayed.
Oh, no, that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it is. Just be careful.
Yeah, watch your daylight savings time. I have a couple of those things for you to close out the program today about. You may be a rancher if your wife agrees to observe Mother's Day after calving season. You know, we'll go on that trip after calving season.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if you have animals living in buildings more expensive than your house, you might be a rancher.
Oh, yep.
Also, you might be a rancher if over 80% of your clothing came from ranch supply stores. Okay? And one more of those. You might be a rancher if family weddings and special events are planned around calving and weaning. So, a couple of big important things there.
Yep.
And thanks for tuning in on your local radio station. Be sure to stay tuned for more of The Good Stuff.